Good morning. I'm Sheila Cast. We're on the record. Bright green vines stretch across broken red brick. Golden yellow boarded up windows stand out against gray formstone and blue sky. Amazing blue sky. Baltimore is a city of contrast. Photographer Shay McCoy captures that clearly in her new book, West Baltimore Ruins. McCoy's work has been featured in Teen Vogue, Essence, Cosmopolitan, Baltimore Magazine, and displayed on the Baltimore Museum of Art website. Photographs from her book are part of a virtual exhibit hosted through the end of March by UMBC's Albin O. Kuhn Library Gallery. Shay McCoy, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Where did the idea for this book come from?
Well, it started off as just a photography series. I literally was just taking pictures of my everyday, like walking around. And one day I decided to post a picture that I took of a vacant home on Instagram. And I titled it West Baltimore Ruins. And someone gave me the idea to make an Instagram page for it. So it started as an Instagram page where I was taking pictures pretty much daily at first. And then after like a year or so, I decided to develop a plan for a book. Like as I shot the project, I got a lot of feedback about it being very important to what's going on now in Baltimore and like the residents and even like the future, like for the future, I think it would be important to like document this because Baltimore is constantly changing and it's rapidly changing.
Since radio is auditory, tell us what sounds come to mind when you think of West Baltimore and of the vacant buildings that you photographed.
Well, as far as West Baltimore generally, when I think of that, I just think of people being outside on the streets, going to the store. You hear, bags from like people going to stores and buying whatever they needed, chit chatter on the front porches, things like that. But like, as far as like the vacancies and like the amount, when I think about that and the sound of that, I don't hear anything, just the wind blowing and maybe the trash blowing around. Cause when I went back to my old neighborhood, every time I go back to my old neighborhood to see my mom, it's very eerily quiet nowadays, and it's weird. And I think it's because there's a lot of things that have been taken out of that neighborhood. So the life basically went with it.
What is your old neighborhood?
So they call it the Poppleton neighborhood now, but growing up it was known as Lexington Terrace. And I lived in the Poe homes. That's where I grew up most of my life. In 2014, we moved like down the street from there.
You said a lot's been taken out of your neighborhood just in your lifetime, and you're not so old.
Right. Talking about rec center. Well, it was only one rec center, but the rec center was closed for a long time. I think we just cleaned it out the year before last or last year, one of the two. And like the stores and then like houses that were once, on certain streets are gone and things like that. And even people, like there's been a lot of like killing in that area as well. So a lot of people I grew up with aren't even around anymore.
You mentioned stores. You wrote one place that you sort of see the beginning of the end of a neighborhood when the stores leave.
Mm-hmm.
And you tie that into gentrification. I'm not sure those of us who don't live in the neighborhood get that connection, why the stores leaving signals the end, the corner stores.
I think that because it's basically like removing resources, and it's like, At some point, all of the resources are removed, and then the people are removed, and then there's like a building of like new stuff, and new people come in, and then it's that. But yeah, it kind of was like something that you would have to like, I guess, live through and experience, because it was like once that happened, everything just started gradually changing.
How does taking photos of buildings compare to taking portraits? Do you approach it the same way?
I feel like in my particular style, yes. A lot of people that have read the book already or saw the pictures of the book would refer to the pictures as like, you know, portraits instead of just like real estate photography or anything like that. And I think it's because there's so much in the photos, like down to like the textures of like the paint, the sky looks like it's painted, like things like that. And when you think of those types of things, you think of like a portrait, like you take a picture of a person, you think about the background, the person in the picture. And in this instance, I think the houses are like the person in the picture.
And so you're actually illustrating sort of a personality and a personal history of that house?
Yes, I would say so.
This is On the Record on WYPR. I'm Sheila Cast, speaking with artist Shay McCoy about her new book, West Baltimore Ruins, a photographic story that captures the vacant, abandoned, and crumbling buildings that adorn the city. You interviewed current and former residents of West Baltimore while you were making this project, and the virtual exhibit presented by UMBC's Albin Okun Library Gallery includes videos you took. I want to play a clip from a conversation you had with Unique Robinson.
So I didn't know that we were living in like, you know, abject poverty. I didn't know any of that. You know, I didn't know we was on Section 8, or rather I didn't know what that was. I just kept hearing it. I knew we was on welfare. I knew all of that. But like, they the ones that gave us this house, you know? And basically when they found out, for whatever reason, because my mom's was just, you know, working class woman, that she, made too much, you know how they do that. Oh, you make too much money, so now you owe us, instead of $42, now you owe us $542. Oh, she's like, oh, we gotta go. So
we left. I can relate.
Yes. Right? We left. She's like, I ain't paying that for this, the f*** out of here. But like, we made it our sanctuary, you know, like some of the best home cooked meals I had in my life was here, you know. TV hookup, the cable hookup with the little chip. Staying inside when it was hot like this in the summer. We ain't had no AC, so the fans was blowing like crazy.
Unique was talking about growing up in the Woodland Park apartments. What does that area look like today?
Well, when we visited that area for us to do the interview, it's flat. It's nothing there. It's just grass, tall grass. It may look different now. I haven't been there since I interviewed her. But yeah, when we went there, it was just flat.
And Unique describes the memories, the feeling of home that is lost. How do you grieve that change?
I definitely can relate to her entirely. And we actually grew up in the same neighborhood. I didn't know her at that time, but we grew up in the same neighborhood. So it was very, relatable.
And what fills that loss, or does anything?
I don't think anything fills it. I feel like once, you know, all the remnants of it, it's gone. It's gone. But you'll always have it in your memory, like in your head. But otherwise, there's no other way to like recall it. Once they knock these houses down, it's like, wow, like the other two people I interviewed there, the places that they went to were also flattened. And one person was very surprised. He didn't even know that the house was gone. And you could just see like in his face that he just, you know, he was shook up by it. And that was the reason why I wanted to include that type of commentary in the book, because I felt like other residents that would read it would understand, even if they don't live in those neighborhoods anymore that they grew up in or that they resided in for a long time.
So what create this archive? What questions or conversations are you hoping to spark?
Well, I really want people to start talking about what we're going to do about this issue. It's been an issue for many years. I'm not like expecting people to change things overnight. Of course, that's not even realistic. But I do hope that it sparks a conversation to, you know, start that process. Also to bring awareness to residents who don't know what's going on in their neighborhoods. There's residents, you know, that live in poverty that are more focused on survival every day. I was living in a household like that, where focus on survival every day. You're not really worried about what's going on around you until it starts happening. So I think it's more so important to bring awareness to those residents and kids and you know, anybody that needs that information, so that they can start going to town halls or you know, start, you know, speaking out on these issues.
You've spent so much time in envisioning vacants and seeing them in a way most of us don't. What do you think should be done with vacant buildings, vacant houses?
Well, with the ones that can be rehabbed, I think that we should definitely work on like getting them in good condition so that people can move in them. I don't see why, you know, there's no push to this when there's so many homeless people out here and things like that. We could be housing them in any of that. But what I don't like is sometimes there's usually in like neighborhoods that are like West or East Baltimore, or like any urban neighborhood, when they rehabilitate houses, they don't really get to the nitty gritty, and like you'll still have problems with the house. Like my mom's house was supposed to be a refurbished, rehabbed house, and it still had mold and all of that. So
that's a problem.
Yeah.
If a really good job is done, though, are you worried that it becomes gentrification, that it becomes a house that's more expensive than people now living in the neighborhood can afford?
I am afraid of that, yes. But it's like you hope there's some people out there that know the neighborhoods and know the demographic of the people like that are living in the area and don't do that type of thing. But that's what happens. But I really hope in a perfect world that these houses can be rehabilitated and made available to people who need it most.
What are your fears about the future of West Baltimore?
I feel like it's going to be unrecognizable in the next few years. Definitely feel like that. And that's my biggest fear. And that people that resided in these areas for so long are going to have to move away and not be able to enjoy or to be part of what is going to become of those neighborhoods that they are that are being revitalized at the moment.
Shay, thank you for capturing this history.
You're welcome.
Photographer Shay McCoy is the artist behind the newly published book, West Baltimore Ruins. At the On the Record page, we have links to the virtual exhibit hosted by UMBC's Alban O. Kuhn Library Gallery, and to recent interviews about her book, including a conversation between McCoy and Terry Henderson, a staff writer for BMAR Art. Quick break here on the record. I'm Sheila Cast. When we're back, a Stoop story. Stay with us.
Thanks for listening to this segment of On the Record with Sheila Cast. You can catch the show on the radio Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 10 a.m. on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. And you can support On the Record and all the other public radio programs that WYPR brings to you. Just click the donate link at the top of WYPR.org. And thanks!